Welcome, everyone. This is Coaching in Session. My name is Michael Reardon, and I will be your Mindset Coach today. And today, we're going to be talking about the difference between values and mindset. Now, you might think that values and mindset are the same, and lo and behold, they are. Mindset is typically derived from your values, and values are going to be what makes your mindset truly yours. We have a blog that we're going to be talking about in just a moment, but I do want people to understand that even though they have very similar traits, right? The belief aspect, right? What you believe. Values can be a step above because you have to ask which came first, the chicken or the egg. Well, typically, the chicken will come first. In the sense of values versus mindset, values will tend to come first. You might think that you need the mindset in order to get the values, but you need to have the values in some place in your mind for you to say, this is the mindset that I want to work toward. Sometimes you might think that you need to have the mindset to figure out which values you need, because if you have the wrong mindset, are you choosing the wrong values? Or if you have the wrong values, will you ever get to the right mindset that you need, that you want, that's going to help you flourish and grow? There are many aspects to values and mindset. And lo and behold, today's blog, today's podcast is going to be talking about just that. We are going to be talking about the aspect of how you can understand your values and your mindset and how you can leverage them in order to make every aspect of your life enhanced. So let's take a look at that blog right now. All right, everyone, if you're new to the channel, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe and to share the video and our audio to help build a community of like-minded individuals who have a growth mindset. And a great place to begin, because a growth mindset, if we look at Carol Dweck's work, growth and fixed mindset, one is growing, one is not growing. The issue with just saying, do you have a growth mindset? Growth can be a value, fixed can be a value, but what do they truly mean? Growth typically means something better, something is bigger than what it was. Fixed just means it is stuck, staying the same, there's no changes. And in your mindset and in your life, typically if you're not in a place that you can be fully satisfied with, guess what? You are going to most likely be in that fixed mindset. If you have a growth mindset, you might not be satisfied and you do things to get out of it. What I will say is this. Think of it as money. Let's say you finally get enough money, right? $1 million, right? You got $1 million and you get to do something with this $1 million. You get to hide it away, savings, whatever, put it under your mattress, or invest it. If you invest it, the money grows. If you just put it under your mattress, the money doesn't grow. It actually depreciates due to inflation. So even though you still have that same $1 million, you actually have less money than you did the moment that you put it under the mattress. And in a sense, when we have this type of mindset that is not growing, we're going to be at a place where we think we're good, but in reality, we're not. We're not growing. We're not flourishing. Nothing is coming about this abundance. I'm going to be sharing a story a little bit later, but I do want to get into the aspect of values versus mindset. And here we have the idea of values, of mindset. I define everything, but I did go ahead and separate it so you can see just how similar they are. Values are going to be the beliefs and principles that you believe are important in the way that you live and work. They should determine your priorities, guide your decisions, and the way you act toward others, right? Your character. When the things that you do and the way that you behave match your values, life is usually better. So now that we understand that life can be good because of our values, we have to understand, well, can life be good because of mindset? But then we go into mindset. Mindset is pretty simple, right? The established set of attitudes held by someone. So if you have an attitude about growth, about success, about happiness, if it's a positive type of mindset, positive type of attitude, then it will lead to something good. The issue is not so much of if our mindset is good or bad, but so much if it's positive or negative. Because you can have a bad, poor mindset, but it can still be a positive mindset. This might sound crazy, but it is reality. Because a positive mindset is looking at growth for you. It is looking at your beliefs, at your attributes, not so much of the world. However, values do something different. Values are going to look at the entirety. we talked about just a moment ago, talking about how others can perceive you and how you perceive others depending on your values. But yet, I can take someone with a different mindset than me, let's say they're fixed, and I get to choose, do I want to hang around this person? And most likely, I'm not going to be ticked off or anything by this person by just kind of remaining complacent, sitting there drinking a beer, doing nothing with their life, playing video games all day. Cool. Whatever. That's their life. However, if they have values of hate, if they have values of prejudice, if they have values that are dangerous per se, I might not want to hang around this person because their character is going to speak louder than their mindset. Just because their mindset is not taking action, or maybe their mindset is all about hate. Again, hate is derived from the values that they hold. This happens often with religion. We can be religious. If you are religious, then you most likely understand about values. We understand that if you want to be a person that is looking at faith and religion, you have to have values. We have our commandments in Christianity faith. Guess what? Those commandments are literally guidelines for you to follow. They're directions, they're values. Not so much a mindset yet, but values that you should be holding. So you hold these values, and then after you have attained them, you live them. And then eventually, they become your mindset, the attitude toward what you believe. For example, one of the commandments is, thou shalt not commit adultery. Guess what? That is a value now. You want someone who's going to value family, maybe religion, maybe monogamy, and you're not going to want someone who's polyamorous. The mindset that you attain is that sex outside of a marriage is bad. Or if you are married, sex with another person is bad. So now you have that mindset of being monogamous. Can your value be monogamy? It can be. But typically, your value is going to be family, it's going to be love, it's going to be, again, focus on what you can be doing rather than what everything else you can be doing. But again, the value proposition is going to be on what you can be looking at versus the mindset of what you are going to be looking at after you have already done the work of setting your values. So essentially, values are going to be concerning mindset, but they're going to be a lot deeper. And in this blog and this article, I go deep in talking about the difference between values and mindset. And then we look at the similarities. We are going to be talking about a different conversation today because I do understand that when we look at values and mindset, they are very similar. And you can read this blog, get all the answers, get all the differences, and understand which one you should be looking at in different parts of your life. But I do want to focus on values today because values are going to be the start. Mindset is going to be the finish. We have so many other episodes coming up about mindset that is going to be kind of finishing what I start today. But values are going to be exactly what we need to be talking about. So you might be thinking, well, what is a value? Value can be money. Value can be a belief that you hold, as we talked about. But there can be a list of values that you give yourself. And I'm just going to kind of name off of you. You can have a growth value. You can have a happiness, health value, honesty, humility, humor. You can be bold. You can have a balanced type of value. You can seek challenges, cooperation, joy, kindness, knowledge, success. I mean, we can go all day with the different types of values that we can be having. But what I will say is that you should have a set of 10 values that you live by, right? These are your commandments. These 10 values are going to be how you choose most things in your life. Also, these values can change. Every year, you should be looking at what type of values do you have? What type of values are changing? Do you need to modify anything? And then you might find that year after year after year after year that you have found the perfect 10 values and you don't change them. You don't have to change your values at every moment, but you might find when you create them initially, if you rush it, if you kind of just haphazardly choose some values that you think are yours, you might find that they're not really yours. And I always tell people, before you even get in a relationship, you need to figure out your 10 and you need to make sure those are your 10. There is no other way around it. Most of the time when people come to me for relationship coaching, one of the first things we do is we look at values. We also look at a couple other things, but one of the major things is values. I basically say, what type of values do you want in a relationship? And they say, oh, I want someone loving. I want someone caring. I want someone who wants a family, right? We can go down the list of values, but then they start to struggle around 5 or 6, right? Then they say, you know what? I don't really know what my values are. So they start naming off other things. Oh, I want someone in shape. So it's health. I want someone who doesn't smoke. Okay, so it's health. I want someone who's kind. Okay, cool. And now we're trying to get those 10 values. And then after we get those 10 values, we have them, right? They're right in front of us. We look at them. We check at them, you know, here and there, especially when we're looking at other suitors. We make sure that this person has these 10 values. Is it always going to be the case when someone has all 10? Probably not, right? There's always going to be discrepancy somewhere here and there. For example, smoking can be really big for men, smoking cigars with friends, maybe going out to drink with friends on the weekend, every other weekend or something along those lines is nothing harmful in the relationship. It can be a bad habit, but you do have to ask, is that part of the health aspect that you were thinking about? Can you not look at that smoking as something that he might change because you don't like it versus him just saying that he's going to do it, he's not going to change for you? Because if you think about it, men don't change for women, men change for the right woman. So if we understand that we can change and we will change and the woman knows that a man can change if she's the right fit, then there's nothing that she needs to do in order for him to stop. He should do it naturally. Now, you might even be thinking, well, if he truly cared, he would stop. Well, it's not so much about that. Because if you truly cared, you would probably make sure that you did all the dishes, that you made sure the house was clean, the kids were taken care of, that he's going off and fighting the world. If you have a traditional type mindset and you're in those traditional type values, then you're going to say, this is what he needs. And then from there, he can appreciate you because it's easier for him to appreciate you. And I understand there are going to be situations when a woman is doing all of that. She's doing the cooking, the cleaning, everything else the man needs, but yet the man is still not appreciative because he's not paying attention. Because maybe he's super stressed out. Maybe he doesn't have the avenues to figure out his values and his mindset. Maybe he did not do the work yet. You do have to look at, is the person that you are going after having the same values, but then also understanding that their values are this. Because if they don't even think about it at one point in their life, right, their character might be who you need it to be, but also their character can fluctuate. I will say character is not something that changes overnight. I probably had the same character since, teenage years, maybe even before. What I will say is I have become a little bit more pronounced. I have become a little bit more strict in how I present myself and how I do things, but it's still coming with kindness and love as a value of mine. And then family, the aspect of family, there are going to be aspects that you have to look at, and values are going to be the guide. What I have found is that if you sacrifice your values, right? So let's say you find somebody, and let's say they got 5 out of the 10 values, right? You might be in a situationship. You're going to find yourself in relationships where things don't work. You might be attracted to these traits a man has, but again, a trait is not a value. A value is going to be inherently what a person believes, thinks, their character exudes that. But if you are going to just say, oh, he's tall. Okay. Oh, he has money. Okay. Oh, he's in shape. Okay. It's not so much about being in shape. It's about the discipline to go to the gym, right? Because they are more attracted to the aspect of the discipline, not so much of the end result. Because if you're going to the gym every single day, every single week or whatever, that discipline right there is going to be the turn on. It's not going to be, oh, he has a six pack. Oh, he has big muscles. Oh, he's super tall. I mean, tall is something that you really can't determine, right? That's just genetics. I know there are surgeries now. I won't recommend them for people to become taller. It's just not a good idea. but yet people are doing it is the same thing. The reason why people put on fake eyelashes or they get Botox or butt lifts or whatever. This right here is the superficial stuff. What I'm talking about is the thing that is going to create true meaning, right? It's going to be consistent. It's going to create consistency in your relationship. And if you have values, you're going to find that you're going to be more prone to having successful relationships. And I'm not even just talking about romance. I'm talking about everything, career, friends, family. You set your values there. What I will say is that there is a story that I said I was going to say. And I think I might have talked about this story before, or you might have heard about the story. It might be a Bible story too. There was a king, and he had three servants that he had and that were, you know, his trusted servants. And so he gave each of these servants a certain amount of gold. I forget the exact amount. It could have been 30 pieces of gold. It could have been 100 pieces of gold. You can see what they did with the gold. One servant started a whole enterprise and it made a lot of money. So when the king came back from his trip and his journey, first servant said, "Hey, king, this is what I created with your gold. It has tripled," and gave it to the king, you know, gave the money back to the king because it is the king's money. Even the money that was earned, king was very delighted. The second servant, he started a whole market and the market did really well and he invested it. And so now this money grew 10 times. So he's giving the king 10 times the money he initially gave. And so the king was delighted. Now we get to the third servant. The third servant decided not to do anything with the money because he was too afraid to lose it. So he hid the money away under a rock. When the king came back, he dug up all the gold was still there. He gave the money to the king, and the king was disappointed. Not because the other two have done great things with the money, but because the person, his servant, was too afraid to do the things with the money that he should have been doing to help it grow. And in our life, the same aspect is true. How can we help our self grow, our money grow? And I'm not just talking about finances here, but the moral of the story is you can use what you have to help you grow, or you can just kind of put things away and things don't necessarily help you grow. Because if you have the wrong values, they're not going to help you grow. And if you have the wrong mindset, you're just going to be fixed to where you are. So the aspect to values and mindset are more than just, hey, you should find someone who's loving, who's caring, who has this type of mindset. But what I will say is, when you're trying to find a relationship and you're looking at values as your standpoint, as your setting point, you need so much more than just a list of things you want to see. You need to make sure that that list is going to stand the test of time, because you need to look at 10 years and 20 years. Would you still be happy and satisfied with these values? Because to be honest, if you think about community as one of your values, you might say, well, I don't really care about community so much when I have to worry about my family. So family might be a value that's going to stand the test of time, and community might be something that slowly dies away. Community can be big when you're young, when you're up and coming, and maybe it can be big when you're older, but maybe not when you have a family. It can be when you have a family. It just depends on who you are. Maybe security is a value of yours, but then maybe you move someplace where it's very nice. You can have values fulfilled, and now you don't have to necessarily think about security. It was once a priority, was once a value that you held, but guess what? Now you don't have to worry about security. And also, one of the other wonderful things about values is this. If you have 10 values and the person that you're trying to go after, loved one, whatever, person you're with, family member, they have their own 10 values. And typically you want at least 5 to match, sometimes 6 to be ideal. But if you have someone who has 5 different values than yourself, you can actually find that attractive. As I said, security can be your value temporarily. But if you're a man, that might be your value every single moment, because one of the duties as a male is to protect and provide. Now you might ask, well, does a man have to protect and provide anymore? No, he doesn't, right? In our world today, things are a lot easier. So protecting and provide is not so much a action that is so readily available or necessary. What I will say is we treat it like a fire extinguisher. you're better off having a fire extinguisher in the kitchen, in the house, in the workplace, than not to have a fire extinguisher, because you never know when a fire is going to happen. And you never know when your safety and security can be at jeopardy. In a sense, we're always primed, we're always ready for that security aspect to handle our business. Just because we woke up and we went throughout our day without the need for violence or without the need to protect, guess what? Is security big? Yes, security is still big because you never know when you need it. And always providing is going to be an aspect because you do have to provide, keep roof overhead, work, make the money, make the bread, whatever you want to consider it. There is the value in that. So this blog right here, Values Versus Mindset, is going to be an easy read. I encourage everyone to check it out. The link is going to be in the description box below. What you're going to find is that there are many different types of values that you can pick. There are many different types of mindsets that you can fall into if you pick the wrong values or if you pick the correct values. But what I will say is that choosing your values is going to be the foundation. It's going to be the bedrock for everything else you do. Let it be the standard, let it create your character, and then let it lead your mindset toward what it needs to be. So when you're trying to figure out your values, it does not have to be hard. You can go to Google, you can send us a message at Reverend Concepts, we can give you a list of values, we can talk to you about values that you might hold, we can ask questions. The thing about if you just search up a list of values, you're going to find that there are going to be a lot of values that you might say, I enjoy this one. The easiest way to do it is just to get a value list. So just go to Google, type in value list, and you're going to get a list of maybe 25 to 100 values. The only thing you have to do is highlight or circle them. When you finally have the values in front of you that you selected, now you have to start to kind of cross things out that are non-essential. For example, a value of security, as I said, it might not be big for you, but it can be something that you think about. It can be something that you want in a partner that you want for yourself. If a partner has security, it can be one of your bonus values, right? Because it was one of your initial values, but it's not your top 10. Think of it as the Clifton StrengthsFinder test. There's about, I believe, 30 different strengths that you can have, but we only focus on the first five, essentially, and then we focus on the first 10. Because the first five are going to be your priority. They're going to be kind of like your bread and butter. This is who you are. But then we're going to look at the top 10 and we're going to say, this is also who you are. And then we look at the rest, 11 to 20 or 11 to 30. You're going to say, okay, these values are cool. These mindsets and these strengths are cool. But guess what? They're not necessarily what I'm naturally gravitating toward when I think about things. So if you know your strength, you should be going toward it. And if your strength is family, if your strength is kindness and loving and caring, you can have that as your values that you want in another partner. But that's also going to be the bonus that was what you give them. Because they might say, oh, I want someone who's kind. I want someone who's loving. I want someone who's affectionate. That can be something that's a turn on for them. But then you even have to go a step further. And the step further one is going to be, you have to separate the values that you have for yourself and the values that you want in a relationship. Typically, I like to just jumble them all up together because most people who come to me for relationship coaching, they're not necessarily looking at what values they need. They're just looking at what values that they need in a partner. But in order for the relationship to work, you do need to have the values in the partner aligned and not so much yours yet, because yours can fluctuate as time goes on. Just as I said, with security, you don't have to change your values every year. You can keep the same ones that you have created. It is always good to check in. It's always good to say, you know what? These are my values. This is my mindset. This is my character. And then from there, you can see if that type of lifestyle is suiting you. Are you happy? Are you full of joy? Are you finding fulfillment? If not, you have to figure out what you need to do in order to develop the values to get the mindset that you need. Most people who are unhappy right now are not living true to their values or are not having the mindset necessary for growth and prosperity. So there are many different aspects, and some of the work I do as a mindset coach is helping people understand their values, helping them get the mindset that they need in order to have the life that they want, and then making sure that they can sustain it. Because it is easy to get someplace to reach a goal, but to maintain it sometimes can be difficult. I like to think of it as fitness. Most people who get in shape, do what they have to do, probably in a couple of months or whatever, they fall off because they're like, I got to my goal. I did what I needed to do, but now I don't have to do it any longer. Because what's the point? And the point is they don't have to push themselves anymore because they have already reached their goal. But yet they're going to find that if they don't do the actions necessary to maintain it, they're going to be less likely to take action later on in order to reattain it. Because it's almost like, what's the point? I already lost it. So don't lose what you have worked so hard for. If you work to get a good relationship, work at your relationship. If you work to get a good job, work at keeping that job. If you worked at being the best person with your physical fitness and your mindset, make sure you do the work to keep that. For the people who just haphazardly throw it away, understand that that's going to be more work for you later on. And the last thing you need to do is to give yourself something that you already worked toward. It's like living in the rat race, doing the things over and over. Or what's the movie called about the Monday, the guy who woke up and every day was Monday? That type of lifestyle. You don't want to be living like that. You want every single day to be a new, fresh day. It's not so much of waiting for Friday and then you get to enjoy life. Every single day is an opportunity for you to live your values, to attain the mindset, and then to finally figure out what you should be working toward in life. My name is Michael Reardon. I'm a mindset coach. If you have any questions, you can email me coachinginsession@gmail.com. And I'll see everyone on the next episode of Coaching in Session. Until then, everyone take care.